clergy and religious and my dear friends in Christ, how easy it is for us to make excuses. We find ourselves making excuse or maybe giving ourselves an easy way out, an exemption from something. And we can do this in many different ways. For those of us religious, maybe it's easy to not partake in the regular exercises of the community because, well, I have something important to do. Or maybe for all of us, this could be concerning other parts of, or various parts of, the laws of the church. We might think of fasting. We had the Ember Days and a few extra fast days this December. Maybe we went a little too easy. We gave ourselves some sort of exception. And this could be in important things or less important things, but we love comfort. We love to give ourselves, well, the benefit of the doubt and say to ourselves, well, God is merciful and he'll understand. But what do we see in today's gospel? But our Lord, our Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, going to the temple to perform these functions of the law of Moses, to which they were completely and entirely exempt. Our Blessed Mother was not bound by the law of purification as set out in the law of Moses. Yet, there she is, dutifully observing these commandments. The offering of two turtle doves with a presentation of the firstborn son. We might say, indeed, that here is Almighty God himself. There's no need to offer God to himself, though, of course, the symbolism here is beautiful. Nevertheless, here they are, observing these commandments, a great inconvenience, no doubt, to themselves, but they are happy to observe these laws. They give us a brilliant example in this observance of the law. But we have another wonderful example given here of not excusing self, because we see the prophecy of Simeon here on a wonderful occasion, the offering of their child to Almighty God. They are accosted by Simeon the prophet, who recognizes the kingship of this little one, but addresses Mary, his mother, and says something rather terrifying. He says, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and for the rise of many in Israel, for a sign that shall be contradicted, and thy own soul a sword shall pierce." Simeon here reminds our Blessed Mother that her life is going to be one of many sorrows, because she is so intimately connected with her son, styled in sacred scripture already as the man of sorrows. Our Blessed Mother knew sacred scripture. She knew before Simeon told her that there would be great sorrows, that her heart would be pierced. She knew the prophecies of Isaiah, who told her the Messiah was to be a worm and no man, reviled and spit upon. She knew the prophecies of David, who told her that his hands would be pierced, his bones numbered. But with this knowledge, our Blessed Mother did not make excuse. She did not let this exempt her from joy. This is one of the great mysteries of our faith, something that we have to try to understand because it is a part of our lives. We cannot escape sorrow. But how beautifully we see this in the lives of our Blessed Mother, of our dear Lord, that somehow sorrow or suffering is intermingled with joy, that the two seemingly opposite somehow can exist together, and indeed they must exist together. Circumstance is not the deciding factor of our lives. If you were to look at circumstance surrounding the life of our Blessed Mother, yes, of course, she is given incredible graces, joys that can hardly be imagined. There is no greater joy, we might say, than bearing the Son of God, being immaculately conceived, having that intimate union with her God. But circumstances, again, her life was to be one of sorrow. The knowledge that this, her son, the very Son of God, would grow up in Nazareth unknown and unappreciated. When he was to start his public life, it would go from obscure and unappreciated to rejected and reviled. These sort of circumstances would crush a mother's heart. But our Blessed Mother was not to let circumstance rule her. No, it was by the act of her will that she chose to accept these circumstances, to accept these sufferings. And this very acceptance brought about joy, a sort of joy that the world doesn't really understand, a joy that is better described or better connected with the word peace, perhaps. But nevertheless, it was her decision. She made no excuse. She was determined. At every point, to see the beauty, even in the cross. So this has to be our goal. We have to pursue this idea in our lives as well. Where we see the cross, where circumstances are indeed difficult, what are we going to do? Are we going to let these sort of circumstances crush us? Or are we going to stand up bravely, give no excuse, and say, I can bear it. With God's help, I will bear it. With God's help, I can even make this suffering a joy. We have to remember we are given an opportunity very much like our Blessed Mother. Or we might look at the gospel and say an opportunity like Holy Simeon. A circumstance, a blessing that we can hardly understand just how good it is. And this is the very fact that we can receive our Lord. Think of Simeon and the great joy that must have filled his heart when our Blessed Mother handed over the infant Jesus into his arms. But my dear friends, it is no different for us when we come to the communion rail. Think about that today when we receive Holy Communion. When the priest gives you our Lord, it is much the same, we might say even better, than our Blessed Mother handing you the infant Jesus to hold in your arms, to bring back with you to your pew. With this consideration, could we be more blessed? So we will not anymore focus on the difficult circumstances of life. With the upcoming new year, we'll make our good resolutions. And remember that, like our Blessed Mother, if we are with Jesus, nothing ought to discourage us. Nothing ought to frighten us. Come what may, we can handle it, so long as we stay near our Lord. It says here in the Gospel, at that time, Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were marveling at the things spoken concerning him. And in two other places, we hear about our Blessed Mother keeping these things in her heart. Let that be our determination. When we receive our Lord, we truly carry him with us. And even after that union of his physical presence is gone, we are determined to keep him with us. If we do this, we can carry the cross. We can handle whatever circumstance. We will not make excuse. We can turn even suffering into joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.